this morning. We were going to have a meeting yesterday on the phone to confirm the wages of the new pastor coming in. And unfortunately, I got a call from the district superintendent, Ernie Ringley, that he's not going to be here. Okay. Okay. Anyway, I did get this call from Ernie Vineyard yesterday. He has backed out now. Buddy Moore has, for a variety of personal reasons. It's nothing about the church or the virus or that. I think some of it's his wife wants to retire, and he had thought this was going to be a in Fort Allen, but it's not. And they have backed out now, and Ernie's going to start again looking for somebody, an interim pastor, to be with us. So sorry for that to happen, but we also today wish our Francis a wonderful, oh man, he's been wonderful, you know, and I think we wrote a card that's got an eagle on it, and it's on her next assignment, taking all the love and caring that she has with us, with her to the new people, our new flock. So.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to reinforce that Buddy's decision, it's personal. It has nothing to do with the church, the state of the church, or anything like that. He has been interim for about the last 3 years. That means going into one church for 1 year, putting out fires, growing new things, and it takes a lot. And they were planning on retiring this coming year, and he thought that he would be able to, but as he started to discern things, he realized that it would be too much for him. He is extremely sorry, and he did not arrive at this decision lightly, and he is also accompanying us in prayer for the right person. One of the things that I did when I heard from the Lord that I could leave was to pray that man would not move me, that it would be God who moved me, God who appointed me to my next place. And that would be what I would like for you to do. Don't ask for what you think you need to have. Ask for what God wants you to have. Do it earnestly. Do it humbly. Do it every day. God has someone specifically to come in and spend some time with you and guide you into what the church will look in the future. The church needs your prayers. So I want to leave that with you today. So today is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all of you. And to all of you mothers that have played the role of fathers for a long time. Happy Father's Day to you too. Like I used to say, tell my husband before he passed, I said, well, where's my present? And he says, you're not a father. And I said, no, but you wouldn't be a father if I didn't make you one. I need a present. So, you know, you always get what you can. So let's open up with a word of prayer. Today we gather to worship God and honor our earthly fathers. Heavenly Father, fatherhood does not come with a manual, and reality teaches that some fathers excel while others fail. We ask for your blessing for them all, and forgiveness where it's needed. This Father's Day, we remember the sacrifice you made for all of us by sending your son to die on the cross. And we also remember the many sacrifices fathers make for their children and their families, and the ways, both big and small, they lift children to achieve dreams that are beyond their reach. So too, we remember all those who have helped fill the void when fathers have passed early or when they're absent. grandfathers, uncles, brothers, cousins, teachers, pastors, and coaches. And let's not forget the women of our families that have given their love to a child and step up to fill the gap. For those who today can become called fathers or grandfathers, we ask for wisdom and humility in the face of the task of parenting or the task of grandparenting, including the task of mentoring. Give them the strength to do well by their children and by you. In your holy name, O God, we pray to the best Father of all, our Lord. God bless you all. Let us start our service.
No.
Use the other mic.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think we have quite a few folks here today. This is nice. Why don't we start with visitors over here? Do we have any visitors? Please stand up and just shout your name.
My name is Teresa Graeber. I am Herbert Burton's daughter. And I came up from Fort Worth, Texas, a Father's Day.
What a treat for your dad. How nice. Welcome. Yes, ma'am. Wow, that is so great, you guys, that you're here for your dads. Yes?
I'm a regular visitor. I'm Lisa Robeck, and I'm here visiting Alan Cook.
Thank you for coming.
I'm John Grimes. This is my second time as well.
All right.
Welcome.
Lovington.
We have come say goodbye.
Pardon?
We have come say goodbye.
Oh.
This was farewell.
Oh, thank you for being here. Any other visitors over here? Oh.
Benton Cars from Fort Texas. I bought a place up here a couple years ago, and this is my second summer to spend up here, and I don't know if it'll be forever or not.
Well, we hope it will. Thank you for coming. All right. Any others? I just want to say I noticed one person that's not a visitor, but I haven't seen her for a while, and that's Jane. And I'm so happy to see you, Jane. All right. Well, let's see. Offering, you can drop your offering off in the back, in one of the plates, and also your prayer requests for joys or concerns. Just write them and put them in the back tray there, Julie. We'll see if that gets taken care of. Are there any other announcements? Okay. Done all that. Looks like we're going to have our opening music, which is Let Us Love.
Let us love the Lord who sought us. He died.
sons threaten hard to bear us down. For the Lord, our strong salvation, holds in view the conqueror's crown. He who washed us with his blood soon will bring us home to
that never ceases, a creator that designed the universe, a hope that cannot be quenched, a pursuit of reconciliation no matter the cost. These are the things that are of God, and let us worship God. Our affirmation of faith can be found on page 881 of your hymnal. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From whence he shall come to judge
You may be seated. And we will repeat together the prayer of confession found in your bulletin. Merciful God, you see deep into our hearts and know us better than we know ourselves. Forgive us, we pray, for the times we turn away from your word. Remind us that you are the Lord our God, our eternal protector and guide. For our impulses of anger and jealousy, scorn of spite, grant us your healing peace. For your resistance to generosity and mercy, Inspire us with your compassionate love. We'll have a moment of silence, please. Declaration of forgiveness. Welcome now the abundant grace of God, for in Jesus your sins are forgiven. And let God's love comfort and heal your soul. Draw us closer to you today and always. Amen.
The reading from today comes from Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it might be well with you and that you may live long on earth. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please have a seat. How many of us here today has a father that is still alive? Well, what a blessing. What a blessing it is. Today is Father's Day, and I want to wish a very, very happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are here and those that have stood in the gap and have been a father to others. At any age, you never know when you can impart your wisdom, your love, and your care to another human being. And what grows in the heart of the other person is that special love that makes the connection, oh, I wish he was my father, or I wish he had been my father. For my own boys in my family, because they're watching and they want to be mentioned, I want to say that I am so proud of my son and my son-in-laws. They are great fathers, and I love them all. So, let me tell you, because just in case you guys don't know, what it is to be a father. A small boy was asked what is Father's Day, and he said, Father's Day is just like Mother's Day, only you don't spend as much on the gift. And now some fathers would say, what gift? Mark Twain said, I was a boy of 14. My father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to 21, I was astonished at how much the old man had learned in those 7 years. We just become so much wiser. Someone wrote a book named The World According to Dad. And these are the words that most dads have said at some time or another to their children. And the ones that we are more familiar with, that probably they will resonate, not only because you have heard them, but because you fathers have said it. So let me share with you the most important ones. One, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Bring back all the change, you all. Mm-hmm. How should I know? Ask your mother. I'm not made out of money, you know. When I was a young guy, I walked 5 miles to and from school each day. And it was uphill both ways. Then, of course, who's paying the bills anyway? If you break your leg, don't come running to me. I want you to know that. And then be quiet. Can you see I'm trying to think? If you don't quit that, I'm going to call your mother. Just wait until you have kids of your own. Oh, I hear that all the time, not from my parents to me, but from between my kids, you know. Yes, you're paying for being this and for being that. I was not asleep. I was just resting my eyes. Some said that parents spend the first part of a child's life urging him to talk and walk, and the rest of his childhood telling him to sit down and keep quiet. I believe that. I heard a father once said to his daughter, "What's wrong, Judy? And usually you talk on the phone for hours. This time you only talk for 30 minutes. How come? Are you feeling okay? Is everything all right?" And Judy replied, "It was the wrong number, Dad." And what about our very independent 18-year-old know-it-all college student? A dad shared a letter from his college student, and it read, "Please send food packages. All they serve here is breakfast, lunch, and dinner." Another son wrote to his dad. He said, "Dear Dad, please let me hear from you more often, even if it's only a 5 or a 10. Once the father of 5 children had won a toy at a raffle. He called all his 5 kids together and asked which one should have the toy. And then he says, "Well, who is the most obedient? Who never talks back to his mother? Who does everything she says?" 5 small voices answer in unison, "Okay, Dad, you can keep the toy." I also want to clue you in some of the top things you will never hear a dad say. "Well, how about that? I'm lost. Looks like we'll have to stop and ask for directions." Or, "You know, Pumpkin, now that you're 13, you'll be ready for unchaperoned car dates. Won't that be fun? Here is a credit card and the keys to my new car. Go crazy." "What do you mean you want to play football? Figure skating is not good enough for you, son?" Remember, these are the things we will never hear them say. "Well, I don't know what's wrong with your car. Probably one of those doohickeys, thingies, you know, what makes it run or something. Just have it towed to the mechanic and pay whatever he asks." "No son of mine is going to live under his roof without an earring. Now quit your belly aching and let's go to the mall." And the number one thing you'll never hear a dad say, "What do I want for Father's Day? Don't worry about that. It's not a big deal." Actually, they might say that, but they don't mean it. I know that mothers say that, and we never mean it. Thank God and thank all of you that have served as fathers in your life and have provided the best for your families and for the children that have come around your life. Fathers are not perfect. It's hard to imagine, but fathers sometimes hurt their children. If that resonates with you, whether your father is dead or alive, I'd like to encourage you to forgive him. I'm not saying if he's alive and the situation is not good to bring him back into your life. All that I'm saying is to forgive him. Give yourself that and give your children that gift today. And if your father is already gone and you guys did not leave in good terms, just write a note. Remember something that he has done that was well with you. And most of all, tell him that you forgive him. Give yourself that gift. And then destroy the card or put it inside your Bible or whatever you want to do with it. But do something, take an action. Do something physical that says, "I am doing this on purpose. I am purposing my heart and I'm carrying through," and forgive them. For as you very well know, dads are not perfect. So as you celebrate Father's Day today, thank God for choosing you as his child and for entrusting you with his children. And thank him for the father he gave you and for the father that you became to your children and those around you. Your grandchildren, even though that they might not be very close here where we are in the mountain, they are still your responsibility in the spiritual sense. I know that as a grandmother, we don't get to direct and to say and to make all the final decisions, but we certainly have influence, and grandfathers have a lot of influence. If you can, and when you can, spend quality of time with your grandchildren. It's not the quantity. It's not seeing them every month, every day. It's if you see them every 6 months, it's the quality of that time. Tell them your stories. They will not know about you and your parents and your great-grandparents unless you tell them. And they love to have that time when you're telling them about the things that you once did and how things were. And of course, they're going to say, oh my goodness, a buggy and a horse? You know, that's just incredible, you know? But give your children and grandchildren of all ages the gift of your time. God has placed a great responsibility in fathers. When you read the Bible, it tells you they are the head of the family. And they're not the head in oppression, and they're not the head because they're smarter. They are the head because God has chosen them to be the protector, to be the provider, to be the one that is there, that stands by you and by the wife and by the grandchildren. It is a great responsibility to guide the life of others. And even though that at this season of our lives, we're kind of saying, shh, thank God, I'm done. Well, you might not be. There is always some child around you that could use a little bit of your time. And you will enrich their lives, and you will enrich yours. And let us all remember that God is the Father who is always home. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that in all respects, fathers may prosper and be good, in good health, just as their soul prospers. Father, thank you for fathers and all parents near and far today. Please continue and complete your work in them, granting that they may walk with you like Enoch, believe in you like Abraham, obey you like Isaac, wrestle with you like Jacob, know your hand on their lives like Joseph, speak face to face with you like Moses, win victories for you like Gideon, worship you like David, and carry Jesus' cross like Simon of Zaire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, you are holy, let all the earth.
Before we depart, I want to thank you for letting me be your pastor for this last 2 years. I also want to tell you that while we are in the transition of acquiring God's chosen one for you, there are people that will be stepping up and will be standing here and will be bringing the word of God to you. They are no less than myself or that any accredited elder that you can think of. Once they stand here, they are under the Holy Spirit, and they will be sharing with you what the Lord has given them. So I hope that you all come back next Sunday. No excuse not to come, and make sure that you encourage them. I want to thank you all. Thank you for coming today. I had not seen some of you. And I want to bless you as you go. Have a wonderful week. Do not despair. Please pray. The church needs your prayer. And there is the chosen one for you. Pray for what you need, not for what you want. God bless you all. Amen. Thank you.
Grace in your presence.
God bless you. Have a wonderful week.